Organizers of the Tokyo Olympics say they'll spend nearly $1 billion to protect athletes and fans from the coronavirus. That puts the running total for the game's budget at nearly $16 billion overall, up more than 20% from a year ago, and on track for the possible title of most expensive Summer Olympics ever. Tokyo 2020 Chief Executive Toshiro Muto told a news conference Tuesday that it's an investment, adding, "We're trying to hold a global event during a pandemic, and if we're able to do that, it would mean that we can coexist with COVID-19. His fellow citizens don't seem to be quite as excited at the prospects of hosting the Games, currently scheduled to take place from July 23rd to August 8th. Last week, the national broadcaster NHK released a poll showing just 27% of those surveyed support holding the Games next year, with nearly a third wanting them delayed again and another third wanting them canceled. GG Press found a little more than half of respondents favoring either a further delay or cancellation, while the most recent poll from Kyoto News showed more than 60% opposed to holding the Games next year. Health concerns are one factor, but so are expenses. About $7 billion of the costs of the Games will be covered by private funding, leaving nearly $10 billion up to the taxpayers of Japan. With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.